Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Rivi'i, the 23rd day of the month of Iyar, the 38th day of the Omer. Today is day 593, but so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb of Congregation of Beis Torah, the shul I grew up in Suffern, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Gottlieb slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed then by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held captives, which is the Mishaberach for the Shluim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Gottlieb will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank Reb Naftali, a source of pride for our shul and our community, not just for today, but for all the work on behalf of the Jewish people and the Jewish public at large. And I want to thank all of you for taking this precious time out of your day to gather together in words of Torah, words of Chizuk, and in sincere, heartfelt prayers for our brothers and sisters in the field, those who are in captivity, those who are in need of refuah, of healing, and our prayers should be answered only for good. I want to share with you not so much a Dvar Torah today as personal experience. My wife and I and family had the opportunity recently to spend nearly 3 weeks in the Holy Land. We were in Israel for a child's wedding. We had the merit to marry off our daughter there in the land of Israel. And I still cannot fathom how I merited what my grandparents and great-grandparents would have given their right arm and probably left one too to be able to do. We were there over the course of Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel's Memorial Day and Israel's Independence Day. And we decided to spend Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Memorial Day, at Har Herzl, at the military cemetery in Yerushalayim, where the great heroes of Israel, those who made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, are interred. And my wife and I arrived at Har Herzl in the late morning. We listened to the Prime Minister of Israel as he spoke about the heroes of this war. And then we toured much of the cemetery. And for those of you who have been there, you probably are aware that it is laid out by section based on the conflict in the era in which the soldiers were killed. And we slowly went grave to grave, section to section, contemplating the people who had been there, the people buried there, the families visiting the graves of their loved ones, and just taking in the loss, the sacrifice, and the heroism of those who came before us. I had mentioned to my wife going through, but of course I wanted to find the section that had the heroes of this current war, but I did not want to ask for it because I didn't want to belittle or desecrate the memories of the other heroes who were there. We came around the corner and we saw an area covered by a tent. And the tent was so crowded, it was packed literally end to end, no room to move. And I realized immediately we had found the section with the fresh graves of those who'd given their lives in this current conflict. Families there who were obviously mourning the loss, but celebrating the heroism of their children, of their brothers, of their sisters, of their fathers, of their husbands, who had given everything on behalf of the State of Israel. And while we're there, there's this din, there's a commotion, there's a noise that's coming from beyond this section down the hill. And I can't quite put my finger on what that noise is. So we walk towards it. We walk towards this din, this constant low-level noise that's coming there. We come around the corner, and we see locked arm in arm in a huge circle is a group of young men, clearly from some yeshiva there in Israel, clearly young men on a trajectory that they themselves will graduate their high school program and go to the army either as part of a Hezder program or directly to the army. They're locked arm in arm and they're singing. And they're singing b'makomcha, and they're singing songs of faith and of hope and of belief. And they're singing songs that tell you they understand there's a future of the Jewish people. And I looked at these young people and I said to myself, they are our future. And the future of the Jewish people is bright. Because there are young people here on Yom HaZikaron who are remembering those who came before them, who are ready to follow in the path of the heroes who fought on behalf of the state, the land, and the people. And these are young people who understand the risks involved, but recognize that they will lead the Jewish people forward. And I looked at these young people, the strength of their faith, the complete belief, and the complete dedication and devotion. And I recognized that stood before me the absolute embodiment of Am Yisrael Chai. The Jewish nation lives strong, healthy, and faithful in these young people who will be the future of the Jewish people. So amidst all the difficulties, all the sacrifice, all the trials and tribulations, all the news that we hear sometimes that tries to bring us down, just remember the Jewish nation is strong, the Jewish nation is faithful, the Jewish people very much live. And these young people who represent a large swath of the youth of the land of Israel understand their role in carrying forward the legacy handed to them by their parents and their grandparents. We're now going to Davin. I'm going to say Tehillim on behalf of these young people, their brothers, their sisters, our brothers, and our sisters. And we pray that all of them should be kept safe, that this current conflict should come to a close swiftly with a proper and positive ending for the Jewish nation, that God willing, we should never know any further war, any further sorrow. We begin with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh uMitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor kol minchosecha, Ve'olotecho yidash nefelo. Yiten lecho chilvovecho, lechol atzotecho yimalei. Niranano bishuosecho, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecho. Ato yodati, ki Yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Elev arechev, velev asusim, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema koru v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai Hoshia, amelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Perek Chof Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor li David, Adonai roi lo echzar, binos deshe yarbitzeni, al neimenu chosi nahaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'magalei tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki eleich begeitz halmoves, lo ira ra ki ato imodi, shivtecha umishantecha hema yenachamuni. Taruch lefonai shulchan neged tzoriroi. Dishanta b'shemen roshi kosi rivoya. Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayoi. V'shavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yomim. Kuf Chof Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir l'malos, eso einai el hehorim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shomayim v'oretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomrecha, hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor snafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitzicha uvo'echa me'atha v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimama Kim Krasich Adonai, Adonai Shima Bekoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos Bekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Miyamod, Kim Chas Lichol Leman Tivore, Kivisi Adonai Kivsonafshi, Velidvaro Hochalti, Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, im Adonai achesed barbei mofidus. Hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil l'David, biosov amara sifila. Koli el Adonai ezak. Koli el Adonai eschanon, eshpoch lefonov sichi, tzorosi lefonov agid, bis'atef olai ruchi, v'ato yodata nesivosi, v'orech zu ahalech tamnufach li, habet yominu rei ve'en li makir, ovad monos mimeni ein deresh l'nafshi, zo'akti elecha Adonai, amarti yata machsi, chelki be'eretz hachayim, Hakshiva el rinasi, ki dalosi me'od, hatzileni miroitzai, ki yamtu mimeni. Hutziya mimasker nafshi lodos et shemecha, biachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, V'yotzi'e mitzol l'irvacha, u'me'afel li'ora, u'mishibud l'ge'ula, hashta ba'agol u'vizman koriv, b'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Orei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, V'min Yam HaGadol Adavo Harava, U'V'Chol Makom Shehem, V'Yabasha V'Avir U'V'Yam, Yitain Adonai es oyevenu hakomim aleinu gotim nifneihem. Hakadosh baruchu yishmor v'yatsias klaleinu mikol tzavatsuka. U'mikol negel machala. V'yishlach biracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yideihem. Yader sonenu tachteihem. V'yadrein b'chesi yishua. U'vateres nitzachon. V'kuyam v'hem hakasuv. Ki Adonai Eloheichem. Ha'olech imachem, li lachem lachem imoyveichem, le'oshi eschem, v'nomar amen. Mishaberach l'shvuyim, the prayer for those held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu, Avram Yitzchok v'Yakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedreitz v'haganah v'Yisrael u'shvuyav, Bez kolachenu hanesunim b'tzara u'b'shivya, b'avor shekolachol hakadosh hazem mispalel b'avoram. Hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachim aleihem, v'yotzieh mechoshech v'tzalmaves, u'mosrosehem yinateik, u'mimtzukosehem yoshiehem, v'yishiveim mehera lechteik mishpechosehem, yodu l'adonai chasto, v'niflo sov livnei adam, V'kuyam b'hem mikra shekasuv, u'fiduyei Adonai yishuvun, u'va'o tzion b'rina, v'simchas olam al rosham, tason v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amen. Now going to make the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. At the pause, please insert the names of those from whom you are davening. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yapeh Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachim Aleihem, Lach Limam Ulrachosam, Ulachazikam Ulachayosam, V'yishlach Lahem Meira Refuah Shleiman Meshamayim, L'chol Evarim L'chol Gideim B'sar Shokha L'Yisrael, Refuah Sanevesh Refuah Taguf, Hashta Ba'agol Uvizman Koriv, B'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gottlieb. I sent you a text as soon as you finished speaking. That was incredibly meaningful and powerful. I want to wish you and your family a big mazel tov on this incredible simcha. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. Always great to hear your voice. It's nostalgic for me. It brings me back to our incredible time growing up in Muncie, through Rabbi Wein and yourself. So really, thank you so much for all you do for Am Yisrael, especially for our family. For us here at the Daily Kehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.